Welcome back to another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, Eddie Greer, here in Kansas City, Missouri, getting ready to ride on out of here after this episode. All right, that's this episode. Woo, woo, woo. Ready to get going. But anyways, this ain't about me. This is all about K-State sports, all things K-State sports. Well, first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in to another postcast episode, which will come out a little later on. K-State women's basketball will take priority this morning. Already recorded that. That will be up here in a little bit. But anyway, let's get right on into it here. Sweep. Get out the broom. Sweep. First conference opponent. I'm going to say second because we play TCU. I'm not going off that hill. Not going off that. But anyways, K-State baseball teams bring the brooms at home, Twain Family Stadium. How about Lincoln Sheffield? Damn. Complete game. How about that? We have not even seen that in the history of the Purple Project podcast. I don't think. But if that is, that's a first. But anyways, Lincoln Sheffield was outstanding. And this was only 7 innings, though. But still, complete game. Lincoln Sheffield and, man, K-State from the game-winning, from the come-from-behind effort on Friday. And we have all the postcasts up, except for this one, right now on the Purple Project Podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts again. Podbean, Greer3, Ace Podcast. Download the Podbean app, Greer3, Ace Podcast. We have fresh content up right now. But anyways, Lincoln Sheffield dominant, continues to be dominant here in 2025 season. He's been a constant freshness, if you will, there. And K-State, how about the home run hitting? The home runs continue for K-State. Callan Lotus, AJ Ikevasco, once again, hitting home runs yet again. And I think for Callan Lotus, second game in the series, he hit a home run in this series as K-State, all over Utah, brings the brooms to him. In another one-sided affair, 14-2, K-State undefeated, coming out of the first Big 12 series there as well, following again, not getting a win on the road last week in the middle of the week from Pete Hughes yesterday. Quote, "We got to build on an in-conference resume now, and to start out that way was great for our program and gets us off on a good start in the Big 12. He goes on to continue to say here, quote, "We beat a good team, and it started with late inning heroics on Friday," like I just said. and then jumping back in here into the quote, "and we kept that momentum in our dugout for 3 days." Tell you, man, momentum. So, it's so sweet. Momentum. You've heard me say this. If you've been following along this podcast, in and out, been with us since the very, very, very big beginning. Momentum is a big thing in college athletics. Big thing in college athletics. And I with this team, again, we're almost 20, excuse me, 20 game, almost 20 games into the season for K-State baseball, and we're understanding the identity. More home run hitting and pitching. Pitching like that from Lincoln Sheffield, whether it's him, Blake Dean, a Jacob Frost, getting that type of pitching and hitting home runs. This we're getting starting to understand this baseball team. And Pete Hughes, the way that this team has been winning games and all that, we doubted them because we didn't know these players. Like in the past, we knew the Tyson Neighbors, we knew Caleb Culpepper, right? Those type of players, right? And this is a whole different squad, but you still have some of the same pitching staff that made that run last year all the way to Super Regional, right? So, man, to build on what you did on Friday, huge. Utah had no answer in this series. None. After that, they made noise in the first game, but after K-State did what they did to them late in the game, late game heroics on Friday, back-to-back home runs and all that, Utah was down for the count. See, like, after that first game, it seemed they didn't want to play. It seemed like K-State 14, Utah 2. Eddie Greer III, K-State baseball sweeps Utah in the first Big 12 Conference Series of 2025. K-State, more importantly, 3-0 now, and bump up to 12-7. Utah came in here, or in the week anyways, 11-3, leave Manhattan, Kansas, 11-8. Utah scoring 2 in the fourth. And that was it in the seventh inning affair. K-State jumped on Utah in the second this time with a run there. Three in the third. Let me see what's going on here. Yeah, three in the third, two more in the fifth, and two in the sixth there. And my gosh, to wrap it all up, six more runs in the seventh inning to the Yotes probably said, that's enough. We had enough of this. So I'm surprised they made it that far. So they might have just kept, I don't understand that. That's a pet peeve. You might as well just play the entire, you got two innings. Might as well just play, you know, let's play it all out. You know what I mean? Anyways, I'm going to get off that preaching stand for now. But anyways, six more, and basically the umps called it there as well, as K-State pretty much dominated the weekend after trailing 6-4 on Friday night and rallying back to win that game. K-State baseball, 14 runs, 14 hits, no errors. Utah all over the place. Two runs, six hits, and they were not in it defensively. Four errors in his baseball game yesterday. Whew. Utah probably happy just to get out of Manhattan, Kansas. Leaky Sheffield, now 4-1 in the season now. He has been nothing but unbelievable. Lefty knows how to get you out. Lucas Boson got the loss for Utah in this one, as Utah gets swept on out of Manhattan, Kansas, folks. Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Home runs, already mentioned it. Kylan Lotus, AJ Kavasco went deep again. And I think Lotus homered twice in the series. I'm going to have to double check. Oh, my goodness. To those numbers here eventually. Leaky Sheffield went the distance, seven innings, six hits, two runs. Those were earned, a walk, and struck out nine. Absolutely, absolutely outstanding in his baseball game here. Utah ended up using five pitchers. Boson, the losing pitcher, went 2 2/3, five hits, four runs. One of those was earned, a walk and a strikeout. There for them again. They used four other pitchers in that ball game. Shantero, my guy, went 1-for-3 in the game. D. Kennedy picked up a hit in this one. He was just only 1-for-5 in this baseball game. AJ Isovasco, he was terrific in this series. Hit machine. Three more hits in this game. Driven four runs. Maxus Martin driven in two more. I gotta put a penny in the jar on that. Barry Madlack, let me see, 1-for-1 this game. Kylan Lotus, the designated hitter for K-State yesterday's game, he had three more hits, 3-for-4, including that home run. Dante Lewis started in center field. He was 2-for-4 in the game. He scored a couple of runs as well from the bottom of the order. K-State did some damage. Pete Hughes and the squad did damage to Utah there. As now I'm trying to look, let me see. Yeah, so it looks like the 18th Big 12 sweep for K-State there under Pete Hughes, if I'm reading that correctly there. Yeah, and look at this. I keep talking about home runs this weekend. K-State has homered in 13 of the 19 games. So they almost played 20 games. K-State baseball, the offense, has homered in 13 of the 19 games so far here in 2025. So there's that as well. And next up for K-State, it is going to be, let me see, 19th, Wednesday, their midweek matchup, non-conference, as they'll take on Tarleton State 9-11 Ball Club this Wednesday. And then they'll be back in conference play when they take on Baylor. I don't think that's a home series. I think they have to go to Baylor for that. So Baylor is 14-5. Overall there. So Tarleton State next up for K-State baseball on Wednesday, 9-11. Tarleton State is on a season, but hey, what a statement for the K-State baseball team. The Batcats put the bats to Utah and sweeps the Utah Utes in the first Big 12 weekend series. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where our podcast found free available daily. We're have a chance to record Kansas State content again. Number one, make sure you subscribe. Like, subscribe to the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. And go ahead and hit that alarm bell as well. Every time we post content daily, yes, sir, including the weekends, y'all be first to know about it. And, of course, the second thing, make sure you tell a fellow K-State or a Big 12 fan about the Pearl Project Podcast. We continue to get consistency, and it's been a mind-blowing, honestly, a mind-blowing thing to watch. I I've been going into the numbers at the end of each week, and it have been, they have been pretty consistent. It's been, my mind's blown that you guys continue to listen to this podcast. We need K-State fans in K-City, Missouri, obviously. But anyways, but thank you again. I cannot say that enough. But continue to spread the word about the Pearl Project Podcast. Yes, the Pearl Project Podcast is other K-State podcasts. I focus not just on football and men's basketball, women's sports, women's rowing. We'll get you caught up on that with the priority this week of women's basketball. We'll get it all squared away in between. But let's go wrap this up on this sweet postcast edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports, K-State 14, Utah 2, the sweep was in full effect this weekend. Eddie Greer here in K-City, Missouri. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. Another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast in the books here as we kick off another week here in the month of March. Go Cats.